The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Malik Williams from the end zone is going to bring it out for Louisville. And Williams runs into his own man and fumbles the ball. Another fumble for the Cardinals. It's been a problem all year long. With the fake on the jet sweep, and he'll hit his man in the flat toward the end zone. Catalan. Second and 10. Radcliffe again, and he gets tackled. The ball's on the turf. Still loose. And Hicatini, the tight end, was there, but he could not fall on it. And Houston's got it. Ed Oliver led the way. And it's another Louisville turnover. Dane Roy, and they're faking it. The throw completed. First down. Fake it to Catalan. Ward. That one is tipped and caught on the ricochet. Catalan's second touchdown, and that one took some magic. Ed Oliver in there again, and Jackson's going down. My goodness, they just can't stop him. Catalan. Touchdown.
Time bomb. That can score and erupt. So they're not out of this game by any stretch.
That one was backwards, I think. And they're going to throw the ball. And a perfect delivery to Chance Allen. Off to the races. Touchdown. A jailbreak. And they hit Jackson and drop him. First down, though. Pressure. Jackson trying to get away and couldn't. It has been rough. And once again, and Jackson just heaved that one up. Now that is a possibility for grounding in the end zone and a safety. They're talking about it.
Intentional grounding on the offense. Because the penalty occurred in the end zone, the result of the play is a safety.
This scenario, and look at Lamar Jackson. What do you want me to do?
Defensively, you know, they're going to get a lot of credit, and deservedly so. Three turnovers, 11 sacks. Really, just overall, extremely disruptive.
Well, I think John's a little excited about the result of that game. And the big dog's back. We better jump right in. It's a short show on a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend. Partying. Fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. AJ Hoffman, the role model in a rental car. John Lee, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780, ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at John Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Friday, and it's a very short Friday for us. Because we have Aggie basketball coming up at 5:30. So we're just going to jump right in. Welcome back, Mr. Hoffman.
Thanks, Fred. Good to be back.
I'm glad you're alive.
Good to be back, as am I. And I say this all the time, every time we have to go anywhere on 45, I say it's my least favorite road to drive on in this town.
Yeah?
Got me yesterday.
Oh, so you were on 45?
I was on 45, yeah. So I hear a bunch of people tweeting me wanting to know this. First of all, I'm fine. Like I've been dealing with like kind of a rib injury from training.
Yeah.
And that's pretty sore. I've got some soreness in my back and the airbag, kind of when it blew, cause I was holding the wheel with my right hand, when it blew, it kind of pushed my thumb back, like, you know, bent it further than it should go. And so it's got some bruising and some burn. My hand had a little burn from the airbag, but nothing major. Mostly pride when you you go from being king in the castle, because Wednesday I bought my wife a car. She's as happy as can be. And then yesterday I have to call her from the side of the road and tell her that her new car that she loved so much and she spent weeks searching for the exact car she wanted, and I went and got her that car, that the next day I wrecked it. That's not a good feeling. Not a good feeling at all. And, you know, when you take a bunch of money and throw it down on a down payment, and then you got to come up with that $500 deductible. That's always a bad feeling. It's just a pain in the ass day, but, you know, everyone's been telling me, it could have been worse. You know, you've got insurance for a reason, which the whole different story, because I hadn't even had time to add that car to my insurance yet. So it's taking longer than it normally would, right, to get things going. So there's that. But it's fine. I'm in a rental car today, which, because I'm going to Austin tonight. And part of the issue is, and I almost, my brother's staying at my house while I'm gone, and I thought about asking him for his car once I found this out. But I'm not going to leave my rental car with him. That would be a disaster. But my wife said, you got a car big enough to bring people back, right?
Oh, God.
Well, so I go to the rental car place today. And, you know, I'm supposed to have rental car coverage through my insurance. And I'm trying to get that going, and they're saying, well, we can't find you anywhere in the system. I call my insurance. They say, well, we can't put you in the system yet because it wasn't on my policy yet, the car. So basically I had to pay out of pocket for a car for the weekend, and then they'll supposedly reimburse me. So they had two vehicles on the lot. One was a van that is clearly used for, like, I mean,
a rent van,
kind of like that, okay. But it's like more like a transit, like you would use for like if you owned an electrical company, you'd want to have something where you could keep all your stuff in. You know, it's one of those vans, and I don't know if there were even seats in the back of it. And the other option was a Chevy Camaro, literally the only two cars they had. And I was like, I'm just gonna have to go to a different rental car place. Mostly because I knew that renting the van was out of the question, and renting the Camaro was going to be like $90 a day, and I didn't want to pay $90 a day for a rental car. I just wanted something to get me to Austin and get me back. Well, then they're like, okay, well, we're going to give you, because it's the only one we have, we're going to give you the full size price. So instead of $90 a day, it'll be $37 a day. And I was like, well, that'll work. So I get that, and then I tell my wife, and she's like, well, what's the back seat like? And I hadn't even really thought about the fact that I was, because all my wife's family is in Austin right now, and we're bringing them all back here, and only so many can fit in my truck. And I said, well, there are seats in the back, but leg room may be an issue.
You can get kids in the back, basically.
That's what it's going to have to be, is two kids who don't have car seats, who are going to be very uncomfortable. Even children will be uncomfortable in the back seat of this car.
I don't even know why they put back seats in Camaros. They're almost useless.
It's very strange.
We've done it a few times, but it's always my kids back there, and they fit fine.
Especially because it's bucket seats.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be better if it was almost just like a bench where you could, like, it was more like a shelf where you could keep your stuff. You know, that'd be even more ideal than a back seat, but whatever. It's going to work. I'm going to make it work, and hopefully on Monday they will get everything finalized with my car, and they will get to working on that, and my wife will have her car back. It's not totaled, so that's good news. So what was happening, what basically happened was, I'm going down 45, and the truck in front of me looks like people who are possibly moving or going to the dump. So there's a, it's a truck just piled with stuff.
I hate being behind those.
It's not a secure load. I can see that. And I tell myself, you know what? I'd sure hate it if one of those chairs flew off and hit my wife's new car. So I'm being so careful. I look over to the mirror. I make sure that I've got room to get in. I put my blinker on. I cruise over into the next lane. And the second I get into that lane, everyone slams on their brakes. And I slam on mine, but I'm half a second late. And I smash into the back of a car. Back into the back of a Lexus SUV, mind you. Mm. Which, credit where it's due, that truck took zero. I mean, it took some damage. Minimal damage. It's going to be a minor job, whereas mine is, I'm going to have to replace the hood, replace the grill, replace headlight, replace a fender. I mean, just a pain in the ass. So, but yeah, I've had better days. Had better days, Fred. I'm not going to lie.
Well, glad you made it back.
Me too. I'm sorry to you guys. I know when I felt so guilty calling Jong, because I knew it was short notice and somebody was going to have to go down to Webster. And I'm apologies to you for leaving you on short notice, and apologies to the guys at Saloon Door. I love going down there and doing the show there, but I just couldn't make it yesterday.
Well, that's it's nobody's fault, man. That's just a
no. It's my fault.
Well, okay, it's your fault. Fine.
Yeah, the insurance has decided that it was my fault, which it was.
Was the other person okay?
Yeah, they were fine. Like, she said, I barely felt it. And I was like, oh, well, that makes me feel good since my car is – and the airbag, of course, came out, which what a beating. The best news, though, and I won't say his name because I don't think – I don't know if it's appropriate or not. Shout out to HPD's finest, who after I give him my license and stuff, he says, took me a minute to figure out who you were. I love the show. You're literally the only radio show I listen to, and did not give me a ticket, which normally if the cops come,
yeah,
the driver at fault gets a ticket, which that's even almost as bad as the accident because you pay a $500 deductible. A ticket for that is like $250. So shout out to that officer who, you know who you were. So thank you for that. And, that was the
he texted the show yesterday and to tell us a little bit about what happened.
Oh, did he? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't read it on air because yeah, I wanted to wait until you actually
okay.
heard
did
from
he
you.
Say I was a stupid dummy?
No, nothing like
okay,
that.
Good.
He also said he didn't want to put your business out there, but he was just kind of letting us know what happened.
Okay.
So, good dude. All right.
Dustin says all I want to know was AJ messing with his phone when this happened. Unbelievably, no.
Everybody's guess. That was we all figured he was tweeting something.
No, and that was the guy said. The guy's the wife or the husband of the lady I hit showed up, and he said, "Well, he's also a cop. He was off duty, and he was like, I could tell you weren't texting and driving because my right thumb was the one that damn near got broken off by the airbag." He's like, you probably wouldn't have that thumb injury if you were texting while you were driving. And I was like, yeah, well, that's what I pointed out to my wife and said, hey, just so you know, I wasn't doing that thing that you always get on my ass about. So I actually was not, but less than 24 hours on a car, that's not that's, great.
It's a new personal best.
Not great.
You set a record. You should be proud of yourself.
And Lamont mentions that we have a combined 3 wrecks in one calendar year. That's true. This was the first that was my fault, though. Yours wasn't your fault.
No.
When I wrecked my truck, that wasn't my fault. This one, definitely my fault. And that goes back. My motorcycle, I wrecked, you know, maybe a month after I got it.
Right.
Also not my fault.
So that's 4.
Yeah, but that's outside of the calendar year. That was like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, I've been involved in 3 accidents in the last 3 years. But this one was the first that was on me.
Well, the good news is it's probably the only time you ever want to hear a woman say she barely felt it.
True.
All right, let's talk about Houston Can Academies. If there's a kid that wants to drop out and or has to drop out. There's all kinds of reasons that, that this happens. And good kids, man, just in difficult situations. Well, they go to Houston Cann Academy. Houston Cann Academy gives them a second chance. They get them the things that they need to be successful, whether it's glasses, if they need transportation, any of those things. They take care of it. But that's why they need your donations. And by your donations, they mean vehicles. And maybe you had one that got in a wreck and you don't know what to do with it. You can donate it. They'll take cars, trucks.
I'm going to get it fixed is what I'm going to do.
All right, but if you can't fix it, it doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. They'll take cars, trucks, motorcycles, boats, RVs, tractors, whatever. Whatever you got, they'll take it. They'll come tow it free of charge. They fill out all the paperwork, and you get a tax donation, a tax deduction. And when you do all that, you're helping these kids, and you're helping people change their lives. So all you're doing is getting rid of something you don't need anymore. You're getting that tax deduction. Give them a call. You will also get a $50 Visa gift card if you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. So it's just a win-win-win for everybody. 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Always and always remember that you're doing something good. Right off the car, not the kid.
November is Movember at Gal Media. Brought to you by the Boardroom Salon and Man Sense. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And I forgot to ask the most pertinent question because, of course, Barry and I and also I want to thank Barry for helping the first half hour yesterday while Jerome was getting down there. And I appreciate both those guys jumping in. But we set an over-under on how many miles the car had. And I was trying to factor it in, knowing, okay, you're driving it from the dealership to home, then you drove it to work the day before. And then I had to try to figure out how far you'd gotten before you got mashed. And I set the number at 67.
It was under.
Okay.
It was probably about 60.
Okay, but that's still a pretty good number.
Still a pretty good number.
If you could just not crash for another 7 miles, it'd have been right on.
Right. If I just would have not crashed for another 7 miles, I...
Oh, well. Let's talk about that football game last night.
Which one?
The good one, not the NFL game.
Oh, okay. Well, which one? Was that one really good?
No,
the NFL one at least had a little bit of drama at the end.
It did, but it was good if you're, you know, one of our people.
Yeah. Listen, that was a... Remember I said I really hoped that UH could find a way to win?
Yeah.
By halftime, I was pretty stoked that they had done what they did. That was a... Because there was basically... No way with the way that UH was playing that Louisville was going to get back in that game. And it was domination, basically start to finish. Louisville looked like they were going to try to make a run at the beginning of the second half, and then the Lamar Jackson fumbles, and, I mean, their UH is out of a jam. It was a clinic, and if it had looked like this kind of a game going the other way, no one would have been surprised today. Nope. Based on what we've seen out of UH the last several weeks. Kudos to Tom Herman for preparing his team and playing like this was the national championship game. And they looked amazing. Ed Oliver is – I mean, I know he's a freshman, and I don't want to go too crazy. He looks so much like Aaron Donald.
Yeah.
And – If you've listened to me before, you know that is very high praise coming from me. That's the guy I think you could argue is, when he's at his best, is as good or close to as good as J.J. Watt. And Ed Oliver looks like a young Aaron Donald. And if that guy continues to develop, who knows? I mean, there's no way that guy, unless barring injury, is not a first-round pick and a high first-round pick.
I think he's got all the looks of a top-five pick right now.
I mean, he is a freak. And if that guy went to school at Michigan or, you know, at Florida State or Alabama, he might be one of the guys in discussion for the Heisman. You know, oh, well, and if he had a full healthy season. But that, right. Like, he's the kind of player. There's defensive players. There's usually one a year now who are sort of on the outer banks of discussion for Heisman. Jabril Peppers is that guy this year, although he's a lot for special teams as well. But Ed Oliver is that kind of a player, like Ndamukong Suh was. He could get into that kind of a conversation. He probably won't get into that kind of because he's playing at Houston. So being at UH and a defensive player, that's two strikes against you. Usually you could deal with one of those things to become a Heisman dark horse. I don't think he can deal with both. But if that guy gets any better than what he is, dude, we're looking at a freak.
11 sacks by the defense last night. And with Oliver, basically either he got to the quarterback or they held him.
Yeah.
That was it.
That offensive line, so bad.
Oh, they were completely out of sorts. And that's not a bad offensive line. That's actually a pretty good offensive line. And they just got dominated. And then the other thing that kind of happened, everything that UH tried worked. The fake punt, the wide receiver pass. They get a pass, bounce off of a guy for a touchdown. It just everything went their way. And it's a shame because that's the best performance I've seen out of this team. Yeah, and that includes Oklahoma, Florida State, Louisville last year. That's the best they've looked. And it's a real shame that, you know, what we always talk about with teams like this, their frontline talent's good enough to play with anybody not named Alabama. And when you start getting people hurt and banged up, that's where you get the real test. And that's been the problem for the last month. And they finally start getting guys like Tyus Bowser back, who's terrific. It's unfortunate because you don't lose those two games and you're unbeaten right now. You're definitely in that conversation. And instead, you're going to wind up, even with that win, at a Bell Helicopter Bowl.
Yeah.
That's pretty much
it's very disappointing. And I tweeted that I'm a little bit torn on this team because I've seen them do really amazing things. You know, the OU win, dominance. The Louisville win, dominance.
No, the fourth quarter of that Cincinnati game where they blasted them.
And you know what? The Navy loss, that's a tough game. You know, that's a tough road trip. That's a special preparation kind of game. I didn't crush them too much when it happened.
And neither did the polls. They only dropped to 11.
That SMU loss is just so embarrassingly bad. And SMU's not going to a bowl game. They're probably going to end up 5-7. Their last two games are against South Florida and Navy, who are in the conversation for best teams in the conference. SMU's not beating those teams. So they're more than likely not going to a bowl game.
I'll tell you what, I like them a lot to cover 12.5 against South Florida, though.
Okay, but that's not going to help them go to a bowl game.
No, but I'm just throwing that out there.
But they're not good, and this is it's really unfortunate that it happened. If it hadn't, they're probably still in the discussion for a New Year's Six Bowl.
Only if Navy loses again, though, which...
Well, that's true. And I mean, Boise and Western Michigan are doing their things, too. So
this would be a much better resume than either one of those, even with the Navy loss.
Yeah.
So
it is what it is. I mean, when you lose two games and you are in a non-Power 5, even when you play a strong out-of-conference schedule, which they did... You can't come back from that.
No.
I mean, and I think they're going to get into the top 25, and I think they should be in the top 25. But I think they're limited on how far up they can go, just because that loss is really about as bad of a loss as you could have.
And they were outplayed in that game. It wasn't one of those.
It wasn't a fluke.
No, it was not a fluke. They were beaten in that game. And that's the thing. You can almost.
I mean, if you want to call it a fluke, then it was like what you saw last night, only reversed.
Pretty much, yeah.
So if that was a fluke, then you're saying UH beating Louisville like this was a fluke.
No, when I say fluke, it's when something goofy happens. Like what happened to the Saints against the Broncos Sunday?
What happened to Oklahoma State losing to Central Michigan? That's a fluke.
Yeah. And or you have a game where your quarterback turns the ball over seven times and you still only lose by a field goal. That's pretty fluky. That's not what that was. That was an ass whipping, but same thing. And I think as far as Louisville goes, we could scratch them off the list. They're not a playoff team.
No, and you know what? And that's what I kind of hoped for, because as good as they are at times, I like to have it crisp and clean. I like my playoff to be decisive. I like there to be no bickering or fighting over a team that should be in, should be out. And that's, you could scratch that one off the list. And it clears things up slightly. I mean, that's, you know, it's the teams that probably had the most to gain from this are the Big Ten teams, either Wisconsin or Nebraska, I guess Wisconsin, or Penn State, the two lost Big Ten teams that have a chance to win the Big Ten title, and Washington. I mean, those are the teams that really benefit from this Louisville loss.
You know what you do? You can take them out of your notebook.
You can rip that page out of the notebook.
All right, guys. Got to tell you about Harry's Razors. And if you want convenience, if you want price, if you want you just want to be able to shave and make yourself look better, come in clean shaven every day, Harry's is the place to go. And the cool thing about them, the big razor companies, they always make a small change and they come out with their newest version. They raise their prices, which are already way up there. Harry's doesn't believe in upcharging. They made their razors even better. And I liked them the way they were before, but they made them even better. And they kept the prices exactly the same. It's still just $2 per blade compared to $4 or more you'll pay at the drugstore. And these five-blade razors are terrific. You can use them for everything. And the main thing is you want to keep your wife from trying to steal them and use them because they're that good. They're so confident in the quality of their blades, they're going to send you their popular free trial set, which comes with a razor, a five-blade cartridge, and shaving gel. And you get your free trial set when you subscribe. You just pay $3 for shipping. That's it. And just for the Blitzers, enter code BLITZ at checkout, and you'll get a post-shave balm for free with your order. Go to harrys.com right now and enter code BLITZ at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com, code BLITZ.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. And we're going to have a very special surprise guest here.
You want me to introduce you?
Yes, please do.
Do you want to go by Kirsten or Kirsten?
I hate you.
What?
It's Kirsten.
Oh.
Kristen. Call her Kristen.
Kristen.
She loves that.
What's worse, Kirsten or Kristen?
They're equally awful.
Really?
Yeah. It's not my name.
If you had to choose one, though, like...
My name.
Oh, Kirsten is your... That's your favorite.
Okay. Yes.
Well, we'll go with that. Kirsten, who... I don't even really know what she does here.
She usually hangs out with Michael Carroll and calls it her safe space.
Yeah, like...
That's basically
like,
it.
She's sort of works in sales, I think, but I don't think she's a salesperson. And she,
that's my job title.
You're you sell ads? That's your actual job title?
That's my job title. But I help Todd a lot. I do handle his accounts and stuff.
Are you like his personal assistant?
Yes.
Okay. Does he ever give any sexual pressure?
No.
Good. I was going to say that would be an HR problem.
Before we do this, though, I have to tell you something, that this is The Blitz with Fred Fowler, AJ Hoffman, and John Lee behind the glass. Oh. Brought to you by Glass Doctor of Houston.
That's right, Fred. I'm brought to you by the Glass Doctor. Call Glass Doctor, your one-stop shop for home, auto, and business glass and mirrors. Call 1-888-516-8133. That's 1-888-516-8133. Or go to glassdoctor.com. That's glassdoctor.com. Glass Doctor, we fix your pains.
Okay. Thank you guys for interrupting my interview for that.
Sorry, but I was supposed to do it coming out, and then she started talking about ads, and I'm like, holy
All right.
My bad. Sorry.
That's all right.
No, that's on me.
That's on
me.
That's on Jong. That's his live read. He's supposed to keep track of
that stuff. But I have to set it up, though.
You have to intro it.
Yeah, so that's totally on me. I take 100% responsibility.
So where were we?
We are about to tell the people why she's on the show.
There was no sexual pressure from Todd. You've confirmed that. He's never...
No.
Okay. That's
He's
good.
My boss.
That happens a lot.
Not with me.
Arnold Schwarzenegger banged his maid.
Good for him.
He was her boss. Okay. You were in attendance at the game last night, the Louisville UH game, correct?
I was. It was awesome.
And you are a graduate, correct?
Yes, I graduated.
You're no longer a student.
Nope, I'm an alum.
But you rushed the field.
Yes, I did. I don't care. It was amazing.
Yeah, you know my feelings on field rushing, Fred.
They're the same as mine.
They are long-standing. if you, and my biggest problem is if you cry that UH isn't in the Big 12, you shouldn't be rushing the field. That's why UH isn't in the Big 12, because nobody thinks of them as big boy football.
I'm aware. I hear it all day.
You still took part.
I did. It was an exciting win
for
us.
And you're not a like students rush the field. You're an alum.
More people than students rush the field. I saw a bunch of adults on the field.
What were they doing there?
I don't know. Ask them.
You just do whatever they do, huh? Peer pressure. That's the way to go with you.
I will say I wasn't the first group that charged because I wanted to make sure the security guards weren't going to tackle
people. They weren't
going
to be tasering or things
like
that. Yeah,
I don't want any part of that.
I heard that your experience was not the greatest. Was that the last time you will rush the field?
Maybe. If the win is that great, maybe.
Well, this is the cautionary tale for why we tell people not to do this.
Tell people exactly what happened. What happened when you were rushing the field?
So this is my third time rushing the field. I rushed it twice as a student. The second time, I fell on a metal piece and had a really big bruise, and it hurt really bad.
Lesson not learned, huh?
No, not learned at all. Last night, I deathly afraid of heights, but I was like, I'm just going to jump it. Stood up there. Ate it. Yeah. Don't care.
And what happened after that?
My friend said a curse word at me and said, get up, let's go. And we kept running.
Okay. So you were not trampled.
No, I was not trampled. Right,
so we were misled.
We were misled. We were misinformed. Did you suffer any major injuries? You seem to be walking around fine.
I'm walking just fine. My knees cut up a little bit, but I fell on the cement.
Oh, on the cement?
Yeah, they have cement right under the wall.
How big of a jump was this?
I thought it was probably 8 feet, but another sales guy says he thinks it's 10. I don't know.
Are you an athlete? I mean,
I was. Okay. I played softball.
Okay.
Here we go. Give it.
I don't mean that as like, because I think softball players, baseball players are athletes in a sense of the word, but you don't necessarily have to be athletic to play those games either.
Okay.
Like basketball, if you play basketball, you have to be an athlete. It's
sure.
But you don't. You look like the kind of a softball player that would be athletic. You don't look like first baseman Bertha. is what I'm basically getting.
Thank
at.
You.
So you are an athlete. Were you more physically hurt or embarrassed that you had fallen?
I think my adrenaline was going so fast, I didn't really care.
You were drunk, weren't you?
Was not drunk.
How high can adrenaline be going? And this is the other thing. If you win last second field goal, you defeat the number 5 team in the country.
That's
it's
super
like,
exciting.
There's emotion, like, oh my God, I can't believe this just happened. Like, they had to be planning that field rush since halftime.
Well,
there should be no emotional reaction there.
About 8 minutes left in the fourth quarter, more security guards started lining up, and there were officers walking up and down the aisles, but students were lining up, so we were like, okay, we're rushing the field. Last year when it happened, the school was like, you will get fined, you will get in big trouble, and we didn't care, we did it anyways. This year, I think with the new security people, because they all got fired last year for the tasing and all of that.
Yet everybody wanted to risk it again.
They didn't really care. Last year, they helped the second time, but this year, they just stood back and were like, jump at your own risk.
Who were you with?
My best friend and some sorority sisters.
So all girls?
Yes.
Well, I'm glad you're not hurt. The rumor we had heard was you fell down and people were stepping on you.
No. Apparently, the girl behind me, though, like, fell 10 times harder than I did. I didn't see it, but her face, like, bounced off the concrete, and she got trampled. But
are you going to rush the field again?
If the win is worth it, maybe.
What win would be worth it?
I don't know. We'll see.
Was that
Hopefully, their schedule.
Looking back, was that win worth it?
Yes, just because... Personally, I didn't think we were going to do it because Greg Ward is hurt.
Yeah.
All that. But I was just so excited.
When did your excitement, like, peak? What point of the game? Because
well,
it couldn't
going
have been
into
at the
halftime,
very end.
Well, going into halftime being 31-0, I was like, wow, this is
real
gonna life.
Happen, right?
This is real life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never get that. Like, the rushing the field when the game's long since been decided. This is why the Texas A&M message board murdered me. Like, I don't know. It was really early in my radio career. I don't remember the year. But A&M was playing in the national championship of softball.
Oh, yeah.
And
I remember you telling me about
they
that.
They got drubbed. I'm talking like it was 20-something to 2 or something ridiculous. And at the end of the game, all the girls started crying. And I came on air and sort of made fun of them because it's like, if you were going to cry, wouldn't you have done it in the second inning when you knew the game was over? Did you really have to wait till the very end? Like, was there really any possibility that you were going to come back from 10, 12, 15 runs down? Probably not. I would think emotions would be in check by then. But clearly I am not as emotional as some people. And the emotion just overcame you. I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah, it was fun. It was worth it.
Did you see anyone else besides you and the girl you heard about get injured? Did anybody fall down?
I don't think so. It was just happening so fast. I wasn't paying attention.
All right. Where do you think UH should be ranked?
In the top 25.
I think so, too. Are you, do you keep, I know at your desk you have a schedule.
I do.
And what was your emotions when the Navy loss happened? Like, was it?
I think on my schedule it says stupid.
And then what was your emotion when the SMU loss happened?
My schedule says WTF. They were all drunk. I don't even want to talk about that game. So embarrassing.
Isn't it kind of sad to think back that if they'd won that game, we'd be talking about probably a
this
top 10 team.
This would be a whole different conversation.
Instead of a team that might be getting back. Well, that
then you would understand me rushing
back
the field.
In the top 25. Well, getting into the top 25 isn't necessarily field rush.
No. If they had won the SMU,
yes, then I would say it's probably warranted at that point.
Yeah.
But I do question your rushing the field last night.
That's fine. Question it.
If it happened again tomorrow, you would do it again?
The Louisville UH game? Probably. I'd probably be closer to the front.
Were you pressured by your sorority sisters?
Nope. They were like, don't do it. And I said, I don't care.
Okay. Was that when you were in the sorority? Was that your attitude?
Yep.
Interesting. Interesting. Did that lead to any unexpected pregnancies or anything like that?
No.
Okay, good.
What is your deal?
I'm just asking. I never know. I mean, sorority is wild life, isn't it?
Sure.
Okay. Well, Kirsten, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And I'll let you get back to helping Todd in whatever way that you like to help Todd. Speaking of, got to tell you about Dick's. Dick's Sporting Goods, now all over Houston. It's everywhere. Dick's is everywhere. 6 different locations around Houston. They've got 10 stores. Willowbrook, Deerbrook, The Woodlands, First Colony Mall, and then Katy and Baybrook actually not only have a Dick's, they've got a Field and Stream and a Golf Galaxy all under one roof. So whatever your game, whatever your sport, whatever level you play it at, maybe you were like a serious softball player growing up. Maybe you're just a weekend warrior. They've got you covered. They've got all the equipment that you could need. If you know you're going to fall down on your knees, they've got knee pads. They've got everything you could imagine, football, baseball, basketball, golf, kayaking. They've got you covered for everything. All the footwear, all the apparel, every athlete's needs under one roof. Find out more about the new stores here in Houston. Go to dicks.com/Houston, or better yet, just go check them out for yourselves. If you're tired of the same old options with your sporting goods stores, Dick's has changed the game. That's Dick's Sporting Goods, now open all over Houston. Take me to church.
ESPN 97.5.
All right.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Should we go through the NFL lines here, since it's probably going to be our only chance, or do you have something else you want to do here?
No. We can go through whatever you want, Freddie.
Well, because we're only here until 5:30. We got RJ's at 5.
It's throwing me off a little bit, man.
Yeah, there's always a part of me that says, it'd be kind of cool to get off a little early, but then you realize, driving home at 5:30, I'm not going to get home till 7 anyway in the city, and Plus, there's all the stuff we wanted to get to, especially on a Friday. So we're not going to have stupid stuff. I don't even know if we'll have time for a gym of the day. All right, well, let's go through the NFL games real quick. Tennessee plus 2.5 at Indianapolis. Indy coming off their bye week. They beat the Titans a couple weeks ago. I think I'm going to lean Indy to cover the 2.5 here. I know the Titans are playing well, but I like Indy off the break.
One of my favorite bets of the week, Indy plus 2.5. Guess how many times Andrew Luck has lost to the Titans?
I'm guessing not very often.
Guess zero.
Okay.
And you'd be right. Yeah. His numbers against that team are absurd. They just don't have an answer for him. And, you know, Indianapolis is pretty bad on defense, but the Titans are no monster defensively either, particularly in the secondary, which if you're going to have defensive problems against the Colts, they might want to be against the run because the Colts can't run. Against the pass, I think Andrew Luck eats him up. I like that play a lot.
And it's in Indianapolis.
Yep.
So I'm with you on that. That may be one of my official plays. Detroit minus 6.5 at home against Jacksonville. No real strong opinion here. I'd probably lead. I don't know. I don't even know which direction I'd lean. And for those of you who have to pick them for the pools, I guess I'd take the points and take Jacksonville, but I don't feel good about it either way.
Yeah, I don't like that one way or the other. If I had to, though, I may lean to Detroit inside of 7.
All right, Buccaneers plus 7.5 at Kansas City. That's a pretty big hook on that one.
That is too big of a hook for me. I like Tampa plus 7.5.
I think I'm with you on that. Bears plus 7.5 at Giants.
Again, too big of a hook. The Giants aren't. The Chiefs, I understand, you know, against Tampa, the Chiefs are a pretty good football team, particularly defensively. The Giants are meh across the board. Chicago's bad, but 7.5 points is too much for me.
Cardinals plus 2.5 at Vikings. I like the Vikings a lot when this was a pick 'em. Now that the Cardinals are getting points, I'd probably go the other way.
I have to go with the Cardinals there. Yeah.
They're really bad on these road trips where they're playing noon games.
Yeah.
And I think Minnesota gets well here. Buffalo plus 2.5 against Cincinnati. You know what? This is one of those Rex Ryan back against the wall games. Cincinnati's not as good. Go ahead and give me Buffalo.
Yeah, this is a big game for both these teams if they want to make the playoffs. I'm leaning Buffalo because I actually played this game at 3.5. You said 2.5 now, right?
Yeah.
So outside of 3, I would just consider it a lean. But I think Buffalo gets it done here.
Baltimore plus 7 at Dallas. Boy, they're just begging you to take the Ravens here.
Well, you got me. it's too much. This is a really tough defense that Dak Prescott's about to see. And while Baltimore's not great offensively, at least they're not pretty offensively, I do think that 7.5 is too much.
Yeah, I'm done with trying to bet against the Cowboys. Steelers minus 8.5 at Cleveland. It's another one where they're just begging me to take Pittsburgh here, and I probably will. I think Cleveland's quit now.
I think so, too, although, like, there's... Like I say, Cleveland has fight in them. I don't know if fight's enough. Pittsburgh seems to be back on track. I like Pittsburgh.
I think they're getting the fight knocked out of them,
and Pittsburgh,
honest.
If they want to make the playoffs, you can't go 4-6. They're not going to come back from that, so they need this win.
They'll win. It's just whether or not they win by 8.5.
Yeah. But I think they're going to play with a sense of urgency, which is bad news for Cleveland, who has no urgency.
Dolphins-Rams. Rams are plus 2. This was a pick 'em. I think basically Jared Goff makes the Rams worse, according to Vegas. I'll still take the Rams here. I'm just not buying any Dolphins stock yet.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. The Rams... The one good thing you can say about that Rams team is defensively they're pretty solid.
Yeah, they're really good,
and especially against the run. So if they take away Jay Ajayi, that means Ryan Tannehill is going to have a big game. I don't know if he's going to on the road. I like the Rams getting points.
Patriots minus 12 at the 49ers.
That number was 13.5.
Yeah,
for a 13.5 point road favorite. Even 12.5, I mean, you're tempted to take the Niners, but I've already told you, I'm not betting on that team again this year.
Yeah, me either. I think just based on that, you would have to take the Niners if you're...
If you're betting that game, you have to bet the Niners. You don't have to bet that game, though.
Yeah.
Please don't.
Seahawks now 6.5 at home over the Eagles.
that it's. I want to bet the Eagles. The Eagles are playing really well right now. Seattle got right last week, though, and now they're at home. I don't like to bet against the Seahawks when they're at home. I would lean Eagles, but I'm not touching that thing. Unless it gets to seven, I'm not touching it.
You know what,
it,
I could see a little bit of a bounce factor for the Seahawks after that big win last week, too.
Well, Philly got a big win, too.
Yeah. Packers plus three at Washington. Not a line I would have expected to see before the season.
I like Washington here.
I do, too.
Kirk Cousins at home is money. And we've slept on the Redskins all year, and people have overblown Green Bay all year. It turns out the Redskins are pretty good. The Packers are pretty crappy. I like the Redskins at home. Kirk Cousins at home, way different quarterback than on the road, and he's super efficient. I don't see how Green Bay is going to slow him down.
I like the over 49 in that one, too, by the way. That's an actual play. All right, guys. If you weren't at the game last night, a great place to watch would have been Widmyer's. And if you have not been out there to see the new remodeled craft cocktail bar and lounge, you need to get out there because it's fantastic. It is one of the nicest places that you're going to find. Plus, you can do tours. You get to taste all the products. You can buy a bottle while you're there. And right now, they're open Thursdays and Fridays from 3 until 9. So if you're out in the area, they're open until 9 o'clock. Saturdays, they're open from noon to 6. And you can try all the great stuff they have, the Sassafras Gin, the Space City Vodka, the Peach Whiskey, the Texas Whiskey, all of it. And it's all so good. And you can also do those tours. I highly recommend them if you haven't done one. It's a cool thing to go do on a weekend. Take your lady and go tour Whitmire's. And I guarantee you're going to have a good time. And the guys are great. The people that work there are fantastic. And just let them know you're a blitzer because they love the blitzers because they are blitzers. Visit Whitmire's.com for the information on the distillery tours as well as accommodations for private events. You want to have a holiday party, this is a great, great place to do it. Visit them today, 16711 Hollister, or go to Whitmire's.com. That's Whitmire's.com.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.